9 of us accepted the call to Hibernia and endured rough weather as we crossed the sea. We landed at a port in the kingdom of Leinster, where we unloaded our livestock and provisions. A portion of our treasure was used to secure permission to graze the cattle and establish a camp.
Well, Brother Patrick, we're back.
So we are.
How do you feel about it?
It's as if I've slipped into a dream. I never thought I'd see this land again, or that I'd want to. But standing here, I feel joy.
It's good that I'm here then.
Why so?
To put your joy in balance.
Oh. What are you feeling then?
Dread.
Ah. You have family around here, don't you?
They were here years ago.
Shall we find them?
I'm not sure I want to. I didn't leave on the best of terms.
You've never told me how you came to be a Christian.
Well, I was a young man. Maybe the same age as you when you were enslaved. I helped my father with the master's cattle. And there was a slave from Gaul. I never knew his name. Who foolishly entered the bull pen to mend a fence. He was gored by the bull and suffered an agonizing death over several days. I tended to him as best I could. I saw something I'd never seen before in a dying man. Peace. Peace in his suffering. Not resignation to the gods nor despair, but a genuine peace. One night I heard him praying to Christ Jesus. Then, even while dying, he gathered his strength to talk to me about his faith. I took it to heart. My family did not. They dragged me to a Druid teacher who decided to burn the evil religion out of me with hot irons on my back. When that didn't work, he determined to release my soul to be purified by the gods. That's when I ran away.
Let's go, lad. We'll find your family together.
This is the hut where we lived. I may not have any family left.
Go on.
He's coming. I'm coming.
Someone is home.
What do you want? I'm old and blind. I've nothing to give you.
Grandma.
Who is it?
It's Fith, your grandson.
Fith, is it? Come close. Let me touch your face.
Here.
Ah, so it is. Wicked boy. You left us. You abandoned us. Your family.
I had to. You know I had to.
Because you betrayed us.
But where is my family?
Your mother is with the gods and your father's gone. 'Tis not for me to know. Who else is here? I sense that someone's with you.
It's Patrick.
Patrick? No, it can't be.
Grandma, what's wrong with you?
You heard the words of the ancients. A tonsured one shall come across the stormy sea, his garment head pierced, his staff head bent. His altar shall face the east, and the tonsured one shall empty the places of the dead, make habitats new, and raise up houses of song with sharp arrows pointing to heaven, and princes shall carry the shepherd's crooks. When these signs shall come, our teaching and our rites will be consumed by the faith of the tonsured one. Go away! Leave me to die in peace. Go away from me.
What were the ancient words that your grandmother spoke?
An old legend, a druid prophecy, I don't know. It chilled me to the bone to hear her say them.
Go back, Brother Fith. Talk to her about our faith. You must make your peace with her. There are others with whom I must do the same.
Who?
Lord Miliuk.
Well, that's quite a journey north.
I'll leave first thing. Tell Brother Auxilius.
Not Brother Auxilius. I'll go with you.
I need you here.
Brother, you're a runaway slave returning to his master. What if he enslaves you again?
I won't go empty-handed.
I'm puzzled. Why are you determined to see your former master?
I was a runaway slave, Bishop Jerome. A fugitive. I went to Miliuk to buy back my freedom.
Surely you were under no obligation to do so.
All the same, if I hoped to preach Christ in that part of the country, then I would have to deal with Lord Miliuk one way or the other. To make him the offer directly would also give me the moment to speak to him about the faith.
It was a great risk.
Bishop Festus, being in that country at all was a great risk. Simply traveling by boat along the coast laid us open to attack or capture. We had to stop at small islands along the way to rest and hide. In a few days, we reached the lands of Miliuk. We found a bay where we hid the boat. I told Auxilius to stay there with the instructions that if I did not return within a fortnight, he was to return to Brother Fifth.
You were back in the lands where you served as a shepherd.
Aye. The deep green of the grass. The flocks of sheep. 'Twas as if they were welcoming me home. I found a sheltered place to sleep. My thoughts went back to my life as it was then. I saw the days and nights when, alone, I prayed to God. 'Twas pleasant, not painful at all. But in the morning, I was taken by surprise.
Hey! Hey!
What?
Wake up!
Who are you?
Oh, I'm the man who's going to kill you.
The man's name was Dishu, a shepherd and pig herder who thought I was there to steal from him. By rights, he could have killed me while I slept. Why he didn't was a mystery I only solved later.
There's something about your face. Do I know you? Have I seen you in these parts before?
No.
Stand up. Slowly.
I'm Patrick.
My name's Dishu. What have you done to your hair?
It's called a tonsure.
Oh, it's a tribal custom.
A custom of those who are consecrated by God to do his work.
God? Which God? What are you doing here?
I've come to see Lord Miliuk.
Oh, he's my master. What business do you have with him?
To tell him about Jesus the Christ.
A Christian? We've heard of your kind. Drowning people, eating human flesh, drinking blood. Is that you?
No. If you're not going to kill me just yet, I am terribly hungry.
Oh, I don't dare kill you if you're bound for Lord Miliuk. He'll want to do that himself. Follow me, Christian. I have a little cottage over the next hill.
That was very good. Thank you for the meal. Guramila Mahagat.
Now, you know, if Lord Miliuk doesn't kill you, Drust will.
The druid priestess.
Aye, aye. Foul as ever. How can you know her?
I was a slave here. A shepherd, like yourself.
How is it you're a slave, but are a free man now?
Our Lord Jesus set me free.
Huh. Lord Miliuk will not abide that.
Then he may abide the small treasure I have brought for him.
Ah, treasure. He'll always abide. You say what I've heard about Christians is wrong. Then tell me true. I look at you, and it stirs something in my soul. It's not a feeling I've ever had with our gods. Or any god. Tell me about your Jesus.
Dishu was a willing listener to the gospel. I explained to him about Jesus, the cross, the resurrection, the meaning of baptism, and of the Eucharist. He believed. I baptized him that very day in a nearby stream. Then we went to see Lord Miliuk.
Just wait here while I speak to the master.
You won't be in any danger.
It would cost him too much to replace me.
God, prepare the hearts of all I meet today.
Stop. The name. What is it?
Patrick.
Your God, you fool. You were talking to it just now. What is the name of your God?
He goes by many names. Yahweh, Almighty King, Creator.
You have the tail scent, the shaven crown on your head.
Oh, my tonsure.
What do you want? What are you doing here?
I'm here to see your master, Droost.
How do you know my name?
Oh, I know you, wicked one.
And I know your conniving ways, Christian. I will not allow you to speak with my master.
Ah, but your master will.
My lord Milliuk.
Ishu, why are you in from the fields? Raiders? Thieves? What livestock did I lose?
Oh, none, my lord. I have brought someone who seeks an audience with you.
Who?
A man called Patrick. He was a slave of yours a long time ago.
Well, I don't free my slaves. How is he no longer a slave?
He ran away.
Why has the fool come back?
To talk to you about becoming a Christian.
Christian? We can't have that. Where's Droost? Droost! Amon, where is she? Bring Droost to me immediately.
Yes, my lord.
How did you come by this man?
He was asleep in the field. I saw him and I knew he could be trusted.
I'll be the judge of that.
Lord Milliuk.
Droost, a Christian has come to see me.
I know. I saw him in my divinations. He is evil. All of the Christians are evil. Their powers and strange rites are offensive to our gods. I implore you to kill him. Do not even talk to him, lest he bewitch you.
Then let it be done.
He brought treasure, Lord Milliuk.
What?
To buy back his freedom.
Kill him and keep his treasure.
With respect, my lord, that would be dishonorable for you and your house.
Better dishonor than death.
If you come by the treasure dishonorably, he may curse it, so you would never enjoy it.
Well, then I must hear him out.
No, my lord.
Didn't you hear the man? If I touch the treasure, my parts might shrivel and fall off. I won't have it. Bring him in.
But, my lord, I beg you not to...
Stay nearby, Droost. If he attempts any sorcery, you'll be here to stop him.
As you wish, my lord.
Go on, Dishu. Let's have a look at this Christian.
Lord Milliuk, I present Patrick.
Step forward, Christian. Let me look at you.
Lord Milliuk?
What's wrong with your hair? It is different from the style of the Druids. Is it the mark of a slave?
A servant.
How can you serve another when it's my property, Yar?
I have brought treasure to secure my freedom, and to ask permission to preach Jesus Christ to your tribe, and all in your kingdom.
You mustn't allow it, Lord Milliuk.
Hold your tongue, Droost. Show me the treasure.
This. And this. And... this.
Where do Christians come by such wealth?
The blessings of our God.
Oh, good with the ways of business, are you?
Hear me, Lord Milliuk. You must not take anything from this man.
Well, he seems harmless enough.
It's their way to look harmless, to beguile. But they bring poison. It's in everything they do and touch.
Poison, is it? Surely it's within your power to cure any poison they bring. You have rights for everything else. Why not that?
It is a foreign poison.
Then what use are you to me? Get out!
My lord, there is a rite of fire for purification.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Get on with it, then.
As you wish, my lord. Don't stand by idly. Assist me.
Lord Milliuk, this rite is of the demons. If there is any evil here, it is with your druid shaman. She holds no power at all except the power to hold people in fear and ignorance.
If I am to indulge you, I must indulge her. Be silent until her rite is completed. Then we'll see to business.
The druid had the servants bring in a silver brazier the size of a large table. They heaped coal on the bottom and lit a fire. The druid began an incantation. Then she retrieved a black powder from a pouch on her belt and threw it onto the coals. There was a bright flash of light with different colors and loud noise. The flames burned higher. The more the druid called out to her gods, the more crazed she became.
Gods of fire, rise up and cleanse this place and all present here. Gods of fire, rise up and cleanse this place and all present here. Gods of fire, rise up and cleanse this place and all present here.
I stepped back. Sure, the flames would consume us. Lord Miliuk himself grew alarmed.
Bruce, stop! We're purified enough.
Not yet, my lord. Not yet. Bring the child.
Child?
The gods demand the purest blood for complete purification.
She's gone mad, Lord Miliuk.
Stop now, Bruce. I won't have your bloody sacrifices here.
Bring it to me.
I command you to take that child away. On pain of death, I will kill anyone who harms that child. Take it away!
Yes, my lord.
No! Bring it back! Hear me, Lord Miliuk. The Christian has bewitched you. He will be the end of us. We cannot be purified unless the land is cleansed of his kind. We must stop him here, now!
Stop, you fool! You'll kill us all!
That's her desire, Lord Miliuk.
It's our sacrifice to save the land! The ancients are proclaimed! A tonsured one shall come across the stormy sea! His garment head pierced, his staff head bent, his altar shall face the eaves!
By the gods, stop now or I'll run you through!
Death is glory!
The druid threw the entire bag of powder onto the fire. It roared like thunder. The flames leapt in all directions. I threw myself at Dishu to protect him. We fell to the ground, then crawled to the door. The flames spread onto the beams in the wall and in the rafters. Dishu and I staggered out of the fortress as others raced in, only to be pushed back by the fire. There was nothing we could do.
Merciful God, spare the innocent.
Did you see Lord Miliuk? Did he escape?
He did not. Oh. Nor did Drust or the other druids.
My master.
We all watched as the house burned to the ground. We gave comfort to the injured and the grieving as best we could. And then Dishu and I returned to the cottage.
With Miliuk dead, I'm no longer bound to stay. May I come with you?
You belong here, Dishu, to help the slaves and children left by Miliuk. The druids will come and wield their power if we don't lay a foundation of truth. The field is white with the harvest, as our Lord once said. We'll build a community of faith here.
Yeah, but I've only been baptized. How will we do it? Where? In this cottage? I mean, I'll never fit a community in here.
You have a barn.
Out of the tragedy of the fire came stories that a Christian had defeated the great druid priest, bringing down judgment on Miliuk. The stories impressed the pagans of our god's strength. With that, we were able to speak. As time went on, we found other believers who'd come to Christ through the ministry of Palladius. We brought them together and established a foundation of faith in that part of the kingdom.
So began your work in Hibernia.
A painful beginning with greater challenges yet to come. Miliuk and the druids in the north were smaller battles of a larger war. I had yet to confront the High King and the demon they called their most powerful god.